welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. It's good to be together again. If you're a new listener, welcome, and I pray that you're blessed in Jesus' name. And as I was waiting before the Lord, before making this broadcast, I was just sensing in the Lord's heart such a yearning of His desire toward you. Beloved, you and I are on a journey, and He wants you strengthened and encouraged right where you are at today. You're on the way, not at the goal. Sometimes we forget that. You know, you can rejoice in not what you are right now, but what you are becoming. Because he's working on you. You're a work in progress. Why? He's giving you His grace to enable you to mature, to grow, to overcome. And He never promised, the Lord didn't, that our path would be always smooth. But He does promise strength, divine strength and comfort to cope with pain. And in the long perspective, to realize victory over it. Corrie ten Boom said, "The worst can happen, but the best remains." And the late Dr. Walter Wilson once said, "God is more interested in making us what He wants us to be than giving us what we ought to have." And, you know, there's many are fatigued and weary today, and I believe there's many reasons for it. Some of it's overwork, stress, not getting enough rest and relaxation. But also, I think boredom is an issue. For some, they don't feel like they're going anywhere. They're making any progress in the ways that they desire, spiritually or even naturally. And so what's the cure for that? Well, the cure is tapping into God's creative life. And if we do that, I believe it'll give us purpose and enthusiasm and zest for getting out of bed each new day. So many want to know the will of God for their lives. Well, Psalm 37:4 says, "When you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart." And every one of us have desires and dreams, some large, big, and some are small. And God has designed our emotions and passions not to be a hindrance or a stumbling block, but as a motivator to propel us on into the things that He has for us. And godly emotions enable you to pursue godly vision and experience that abundant life on the pathway that you're presently on right now. I believe that. He's changing us from glory to glory. You're moving on. You're being transformed. Each one of us is, because He's promised to finish or perfect that which He started in you. And so it's His responsibility. He started, you came to Him, He gave you His great salvation, and He's in the process of completing that work. Praise God. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. You know, there's a scripture that I'd like to share with you found in Psalm 90:12. And it says, it's actually a prayer, "Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom." And to apply our hearts to wisdom means a conscious and a deliberate effort and desire to seek and to know God in the fear of the Lord, to walk in His ways, to serve Him while we have our life here on earth. 1 Corinthians 1:24 says that Jesus is the wisdom of God. And beloved, that's why I share the things that I do. The purpose of this ministry, Unveil Christ Ministries, is to unveil, to reveal the risen Christ. He's the mighty King of Revelation, and He wants you to experience and to manifest His power dwelling within your life on a daily basis. And that's why I spend the time that I do to encourage you with the word of the Lord. There is a time, beloved, for every purpose under heaven. Even for those who enjoy long life, and you know, what did I hear? Now the average life expectancy is in the 70s. So far different from what it was even just a few decades ago. Even for those who do live to their 90s, to live to 100, still the days of our life here on earth are very fleeting and very passing. And what awaits all of mankind is an eternity that stretches before us. And either we, you know, will go at death to be with the Lord, or if when he returns, we're changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, there's an eternity of joy and perfect blessedness with Jesus. Or if we've refused his love, there's the horrors of forever sharing the lake of fire with the devil and his angels. But for those of us who have made Jesus not only Savior, but Lord, there are rewards that await us. There's unspeakable bliss with fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord, at whose right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16 talks about that. And just think of the rejoicing that we'll have to see all of our loved ones who have gone before. Oh, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Amen. Beloved, every day that we have, every day of life, is a precious gift from God. And we're stewards of the time that he gives us in this life. We're stewards of the resources, the talents that he has given us. And my prayer for you, as well as for myself, is that we will occupy until he comes, and that we'll bear much fruit for his glory. And this much fruit is manifested not only in witnessing and sharing Jesus and sharing our testimony, but in the fruit of the Spirit, in having his peace and joy and faith and meekness and patience and long-suffering manifested in our lives. Beloved, I don't have to tell you, the world is full of such sorrow and such cruelty and such bad news. But beloved, we have the words of life. We have the good news of the gospel. And what you do each and every day for the Lord is of eternal significance to him. Others may not see or even recognize your efforts, but your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you one day openly. Praise God. Let me just take a moment right now and pray. Father, I just sense your Spirit and your presence. And Lord, I just ask you to minister now to your beloved. Thank you, Lord, that we will rejoice knowing that all our days are ordered of you. Lord, you said in Psalms, they were written in your book before we were ever birthed into life, Lord. You had a plan for us. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just lifting those who are discouraged, those, Lord, who are weary and tired. Lord, let your peace, which passes all understanding, just flow into them right now. My beloved, hear the word of the Lord. Hear this word that I would speak through the spirit of prophecy to encourage you. I would say, as you seek to love me with all of your heart, with all of your soul and strength, there is not one moment in the days of your life that I consider trivial or insignificant. I would have you understand how I look at things. I laid down my life and did not shrink from the sufferings of the cross to bring you into a relationship with me that shall exceed your understanding and your ability to contain it. You have experienced up to now just a small foretaste of my love, my favor, and my goodness. I am working with you in your body, in your soul, and in your spirit, that you may be enlarged to contain more of me. Remember that my word declares the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in your mortal body and shall quicken you. All that pertains to you is of concern to me. I am your God, and besides me, there is none other. Therefore, take confidence and take hope in your calling. Be renewed by my spirit and know that I have given my angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Beloved, be content, for I am working all things together for good. Be content, knowing I am and shall always be in charge. The very heavens obey the word of my command. Those things that would rise up to hurt or overwhelm you shall only result in the multiplication of your prosperity. If you consider closely, you will see that I have already prospered you, that I've come to your rescue again and again, and that my hand has been on you all the days of your life. So rejoice and give thanks. Hold fast to my hand, for I have only the best in store for you, says the Lord. Praise God forevermore. What a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just sense his wonderful presence. Hallelujah. You know, I was just reading recently. I don't know if you ever saw, I think it was called At the Edge of the Sword. It was a wonderful movie documentary on the missionary Jim Elliot, who was martyred by the Aucas in Ecuador. And before he gave his life for the Lord, he didn't know he was going to have that occur, but he wrote, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." That's quite profound. Let me say that again. He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Praise God. Praise God, neither death, life, principalities, nor powers, things present or things to come, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Beloved, underneath are the everlasting arms. He's there supporting you and comforting you and strengthening you for all the days of your life. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you today, this week, and I just thank the Lord for the privilege I have of being able to not only share on this radio broadcast, but through the ministry of correspondence. And if you're feeling a need for the support of agreeing prayer, I'm here for you. I will pray for you and send back whatever God gives for your encouragement. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. Thank you so much for joining me today. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,